Of course, it didn't stay that way forever, but it did stay that way for an enormously long time. What happened was that the Earth very, very gradually changed. This diagram takes a bit of looking at because it's a wee bit on the complicated side. There's a time scale. It goes back to the beginning of the Earth, 4,600 million years ago, and it goes up to about 100 million years ago. The scientists among you will recognize that this is a highly non-linear scale. It's a log scale. So the early history of the Earth has all been squashed up to that end, and the recent history has been expanded down here. These stromatolites, say they were the dominant life form from 4,000 million years ago to 1,000 million years ago, something like that. In the what we sometimes call the Precambrian era. Now the Earth at that time would have been very different from the Earth we see today. There was water, for sure, but the atmosphere, instead of being made up mostly of nitrogen and oxygen as it is now, was probably made up mostly of carbon dioxide and various other reducing gases. Levels of oxygen in the atmosphere, this is shown on this axis, were way down a thousandth of the current levels. Hardly any oxygen. You and I could not have survived on that early Earth. The stromatolites didn't need much oxygen. They don't do very much. They don't have to breathe very hard. So they could survive in the same way as today in bogs and so on. You can get aerobic bacteria that don't need oxygen to go through their lives. Things changed very, very slowly at first, but rather crucially. They changed as the blue-green algae appeared. What we call the blue-green algae, where single-celled organisms that were able to utilize sunlight to make organic molecules, just as green plants do to this day. And of course, one of the byproducts of that photosynthesis was that they gave off oxygen. And you can see the oxygen started to increase. By 1,000 million years ago, the level of oxygen in the atmosphere was about 1% of what it is today. By about 500 million years ago, the end of the Cambrian period, it was close to the levels that we experience today. Some call this the greatest pollution event that has ever happened on the Earth. An event in which living things on the Earth's surface have transformed the composition of our atmosphere to release enormous quantities of oxygen, a highly reactive element, which of course makes the sort of life forms that we're used to, which consume enormous amounts of energy, makes them possible. So 500 million years ago or so, our present, what we call the fossil record, really started. For it was about that time that the first creatures with hard shells appeared, readily fossilized creatures, crustaceans, mollusks, and so on. They were followed in short form by the first bony fish, by land plants, and about 3 million years ago, 4 million years ago, the first land animals, and so on. Let me just scan through that. There was one of the very early creatures that appeared suddenly in the Cambrian as the oxygen levels went up, so there was an explosion in the variety of species present on the Earth. These trilobites are a famous example whose fossils are found across the earth. The first fish appeared, say, 400 million years ago. This is a famous example. This is the so-called coelacanth, which has been discovered in deep water off Africa. It's a living fossil. It was only known from fossils about 400 million years ago until relatively recently, when an example was caught, a living example was caught.